Welcome back to our podcast, Shut Up and Listen. Today, our topic is going to be entertainment. So we're going to talk about TV shows, music, movies, everything in the entertainment industry. The first point we're going to hit is we're going to talk about our favorite childhood TV shows. So any animated series, kids shows, Disney Channel originals, all that. What did you watch, number two?
I watched a lot. I liked Roly Poly Oly. That was a good show. Like Berenstain Bears and
Chubby and Binu.
Max and Ruby.
Max and Ruby was a great one. I watched that all the time.
Backyard Again.
Totally Spies.
Wasn't there a show called like 17? I think it was like alt or 16. It was one
Sweet
of the 16? Teens. No. It was like a bunch of teenagers hung out
in a mall.
In the mall.
Oh no! I have it on YouTube. I've seen quite a few of those recently.
Yeah.
I will pull it up. It'll probably be number one actually. It's six, and then the word teen.
Oh yeah.
I was right. How about Lazy Town? Lazy Town was great. It was so fun.
I never had Lazy Town on my TV. Did you guys ever watch Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yes, I did.
Think I watched
it was like this guy like got his boombox and then like put in the characters into there and then they came alive.
Oh, it was like a black guy with like an orange costume. Yeah.
What about
it was pretty good.
Not Yo Gabba Gabba. What's those other things of those people?
They like had like instruments they like played as a band.
The Wiggles?
Teletubbies.
Oh, Teletubbies. Oh, I only watched that when I was like two.
Yeah.
I think I watched a little bit.
The Smiling Baby Son kind of scared me.
I love the Smiling Baby Son.
Smiling Baby Son. And is it Henry or Harry and his bucket full of
Harry
dinosaurs?
And his bucket full
of
dinosaurs.
And like he would jump in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always like that.
Sid the Science Kid was my favorite to watch every morning before breakfast.
Kid vs. Cat and uh-huh. Invader Zim.
Oh, Kid vs. Cat has like a parental guidance warning.
It does?
Yeah,
why?
Because they're like violence, killing, murder.
There wasn't any killing in it. Wait, was there?
No, but
they think it can provoke
like,
kids to do it.
They did attack each other a lot.
Yeah, they did, but like.
Not to the point of death, I don't think, but like electrocution, probably.
Oh, did you guys ever watch
kids
like,
are getting so
what's
soft
it called?
Now.
Like the elephant family? It's not called the elephant family. What's it called?
Like that like rich family that are all elephants. Yeah.
And the dad's in like a green suit.
Oh.
Babar.
Yes, that one was a good show too.
Ah.
Also this one where I think there was this girl. Oh, there's so many shows. I think she had a treehouse in her backyard. You know how you just get memories of like TV shows, but you can't remember what it is?
Yeah, all the time.
I'd also say like, oh, Little Einsteins, of course, Handy Manny,
Bob the Builder,
Bob the Builder,
Pocoyo, oh Bob the Builder,
oh Pocoyo,
yeah.
I watched Banana
Winnie the Pooh. What about Madeline?
I didn't watch much because it freaked me out.
I watched a bit.
I watched a lot of Bananas in Pajamas and Word World. That was how I learned English. I was like, cow, pig, chicken, barn.
Clifford?
Chicken.
Of course. Martha Speaks.
Have you guys seen Maggie and the Ferocious Beast?
Yeah. But I didn't like it.
And this one? It doesn't seem like it was too long ago, but Avatar the Last Airbender.
Wait, did you guys watch? No, I didn't watch that. Mm-mm. Did you guys watch Angelina Ballerina?
No.
I don't think so.
It was this rat that danced.
Okay. But Johnny Test, did we say that already?
No, I didn't watch it.
I watched it. Jonathan Assessment.
Grossology. Scooby Dooby Doo.
Oh, I watched Scooby Doo.
Yes.
How about Mystery Incorporated?
Phineas and Ferb. We didn't say Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did we say SpongeBob?
No.
No. SpongeBob and... Oh my god, Pinky Dinky Doo.
Oh, wait, that sounds familiar, but I don't remember what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Pinky.
Oh, yes.
Let me see.
Pinky Dinky Doo.
No, I don't watch it.
Do you guys ever
What's
watch
that creepy one next to it?
Charlie and Lola?
Nah.
That seems familiar.
It was on Disney.
Kim Possible.
I only watched a few because it went off air.
Pokemon.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it.
Peppa Pig. Yes. Peppa was my favorite. I loved her.
That's the one I was talking about. That's the one with the girl. I don't know why.
Oh.
That, yeah.
I never knew who Charlie was because I'm like, which one's the girl?
Yeah. And Powerpuff Girls and the Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh. Penguins of Madagascar. Wait. Good.
What was that, like, animated with the penguin? Pengu.
Oh.
Oh my god, I remember that.
Love Pengu.
And Ben 10 and Thomas.
So but cool. Thomas was my religion. Loved Thomas, watched him every day, same as Bob the Builder. They were my life.
I was obsessed with pirates when I was younger.
I was not. Oh, Jake and the Neverland Pirates. I only watched a bit of it because I was like 10 when it came out.
Sounds familiar. There's also, like, these ones I watched when I got older. Like, you know, H2O Just Add Water?
Yeah.
That one. I watched that.
Okay, moving on from childhood shows, we'll be talking a little bit about Marvel and DC superheroes, and we'll wrap this up with a little bit of music talk, and then that'll be the end of this podcast.
Okay.
Let's just talk about our favorite. Let's just start with Team Cap or Team Iron Man.
I'd say Team Cap.
Yeah, I say Team Cap also. I think Iron Man's point of view was a bit too much.
Team Cap.
Also, do you think Bucky was in the wrong for killing the parents, even though it wasn't in his own
Well, it's not his fault because he was under the
mind control thing. He was under orders.
And Hydra.
So yeah, but if he wasn't, then I don't think he would have done it.
Yeah, no, he probably regrets it.
Yeah. I don't get why Iron Man was so mad about it.
He was so pissed off. It's like, it's not Bucky's fault.
He was under... Yeah.
Sergeant.
But... Marvel versus DC, which one?
Marvel.
That's a hard one.
Have you seen the
Justice League?
Yeah, I don't like the new. I don't like the Flash character.
Mm-mm.
I'd rather
the TV show Flash.
Exactly.
TV show Flash.
No, like the movie Flash, like, is like not
the movie Flash from Justice League.
He doesn't
the
like
actor.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like.
No. It needs to be the TV show actor.
I mean, the character for the Flash in the movie is good.
But the person playing
it. But the person playing it isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Favorite DC villain, number two?
Joker.
I was going to say Joker.
He's pretty understandable. Yeah. I like Mr. Freeze.
I've seen a lot of DC movies, but like not a lot. Like I've seen, I don't know. But, oh no, I don't know who they're called. I don't remember characters. Okay. But I do like Superman and... Lois Lane.
Okay, moving on from superhero movies, we're going to talk about a little bit about music. So let's just start off with talking about saying like what our first concert was and who was it. Number two?
I think that my first concert was the Jonas Brothers. I vaguely remember that. I believe I was like 7 or so, maybe 6. And I remember them going on like this moving platform and like spraying water out of a giant hose at everyone in the crowd. And my friend, who's like a little bit younger than me, she was asleep on her mom's lap. It was so loud though, but I think that was my first concert ever.
Just hammered.
But it was fun. It was very fun. But I don't really remember all of it.
Boy.
My first concert was not to a very popular one, but his name was Weird Al. Well, I guess he was pretty popular.
Weird Al?
Yeah. Weird Al. Weird Al.
Who is that?
The guy with the curly hair. He's like a comedian. You guys really don't know him.
A concert?
Yeah.
I gotta look this dude up.
He does amazing parody music, and he's very famous.
Oh, back to TV show. That just reminded me. There was these ones. There was these Australian brothers, and I don't know if it's called the upside down thing, and like they went, there's like little doors, and they had like Muppet, like hand sock people.
Oh, like the glow in the dark.
And like they had different rooms in their house. I gotta quickly look that up.
That's cool.
But what about you, number one? What about your first concert?
My legit first concert was probably One Direction. It was amazing. It was at a really giant stadium, so it was like a lot of people, but I loved it, and my ears hurt, but it's fine. And then like a week later I went to go see 5 Seconds of Summer for the first time, and it was amazing too. Yeah. So
what's your most recent concert?
Also 5 Seconds of Summer and the Chainsmokers. And yeah, how about you, number two? What was your most recent concert?
Oh, I think the most recent concert, I don't remember what her name was. Oh, no, no. It was, I think it was Ellie Goulding. I think.
When was that? Around when was that?
I have no idea. It was my friend's aunt got the tickets, and I got invited, and we went out for sushi because I love sushi, and they love sushi too. And we got to go to that concert.
Oh,
that was my boy.
Yeah, that's about it. Just a Weird Al one. That was
it. The Weird Al.
Yeah.
Okay, that show, like the Upside Down with the Australian Brothers, is called the Upside Down Show. And like they, yeah, it was. But what was your most memorable concert?
Five Sauce. Because it was on a beach.
Oh, that's cool.
But I also had to wait like 6 hours in line because it was general admission.
I forgot. I watched the Village People concert. You know, the guys who sang YMCA?
Was that most recent or most memorable?
Most recent.
What's your most memorable?
The Weird Al one. It was funny. The guy was wearing a SpongeBob shirt and a pink tutu.
Oh.
I enjoyed it.
Was his hair long and his beard like the photo?
Well, he didn't have a beard.
Wait, did he have a beard in the
no,
photo?
No, he didn't have a beard.
Well, I guess I was just thinking his hair.
Let's go number two. What was your most memorable?
I think it was Taylor Swift. Maybe it was 22. My shoes. Yeah. But it was a friend's birthday party, and we thought that we were just going to be at her house. And then a limo pulled up, and was like, here we go. There's candy in the limo. Of course. Nice. Of course I remember that. And we got there, and we were on the floor. I almost touched her hand. Almost. We got t-shirts.
Bruh.
And I had braces, and they all got popcorn, and I couldn't eat it. So I was really sad. And then I went home, and I was like, suck it, brother. I got to go to the concert. You didn't.
What was his reaction? Yeah, that sounds like a brother.
He's just like, he doesn't really care about a lot.
Yeah.
He's really weird.
That sounds like a brother.
That is just a brief snippet about music, as next episode, we will talk more in depth about this topic.
Okay. I guess that wraps up our entertainment episode for today. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.